Hello again there, folks. So a few weeks ago I set off the left-wing Twitter mob, and the hundreds and hundreds of them came at us and abused us and tried to get us banned from everything because of a picture that I'd posted which they didn't like. Now I did a video on YouTube and BitChute, and I'll put that below on this one. But what I thought was interesting was that I got so much sort of crap from them that you can break them down into five or six different archetypes of the left. So if this was like an army, they would be different units in that army, and they've all got a different psychology. And I'm not talking about anything particularly highfalutin here, the globalist masters or anything like that, just the sort of frontline group, the frontline grunts of the left. And the archetype that I wanted to get into here, which I think may become a series, I might do break them all down. It's possible that the people in the comments have got their own ideas, you know, post them there. But the first one that came to mind was this, the what I've come to think of as the hatchling. And the hatchling is a kind of leftist who, their talking points and their psychology, it's all fake, of course, but it's as if they have just cracked out of an egg. And they've just arrived in the world, and they have no a priori knowledge of the universe, of history, of humanity, of basic common sense, nothing. They're just a complete blank slate, like a little chick who's just cracked out of its egg and is wandering around. And what this does, of course, is put you in the position that you then have to explain all of the universe and where humans interact with each other, how groups interact with each other, how the media is constructed, how politics works. You then are in a position where you have to explain all of that to the hatchling, and then at each stage the hatchling is going to sow seeds of doubt and undermine it and play dumb and act as if, well, this cannot be, this isn't the case. And this is like really fake as well, but they I saw it a lot. And an example of this, so there's a story going around at the moment, which is a migrant in Germany has chopped his wife's head off with an axe, and after running her down or something like that. So you've got like Katie Hopkins and all the sort of the misery porn types posting it all over social media and everything, getting all excited. And then of course, so I mean, it is a bad thing, don't get me wrong, and I understand why it's a bad thing. I understand what's triggered people on the right about that, because they can then say, this is what we have to deal with now. We don't want it anymore. This is awful. But the hatchling will then come in. The hatchling's take on that will be, but it's just a man and it's just a woman. It's a one man has murdered his woman. What does it matter where he's come from? What does it matter that he's used an axe? What does his religious background have to do with it? Why is this a story? And so then you're in the position where you have to explain the whole culture of Germany, and is this normal in Germany? And you what it is, it's a bit like if you're playing squash. And then the idea of squash, because I got slaughtered by an old bloke back in the day, and I didn't understand why. And the reason why was because he just stayed in the centre of the court and blasted the ball around and made me do all the running, and I ended up just completely wrecked and thrashed. And this is what the hatchling does. This is what this fake naivety does. It's to hold the centre of, make you do all the running while they hold the centre of the court. So you are then exasperated by how naive and innocent and dumb about the world they are. And then whenever you give something back to them, whenever you come up with an explanation of something, you explain why, in the case of the story from Germany, you explain why people are wrong, then it's meant with just this blank slate psychology of saying, well, it doesn't matter. Why does it matter? Why do you care about this? Who cares about this? Why are you all so angry about it? It's just a man and it's just a woman. And it's to reduce it all down to the level of being a complete moron. And this is the just the first archetype that you have to deal with in these people. So I think I might do more, because I mentioned on the BitTube video as well. And so this is the hatchling. There's also the rational man, which I think I'll do another video on. And then maybe people have also ideas put in the comments of these left-wing archetypes. And the hatchling is the one who pleads complete innocence about the ways of the world. They don't know anything. You have to explain the entire world and all of human affairs to the hatchling while they feign ignorance, because they're coming in and it at a sort of where humanity and the world is in a default position of some sort of Disney Wonderland. And then you are in the position of explaining why that isn't the case while they look down their nose at you. They're disgusting, disgusting people, of course. Okay, folks, I'll catch you later.